ice is coming off of many great fishing waters, presenting anglers with amazing success. We'll meet you at the water's edge next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Great fishing awaits anglers throughout Utah as the ice disappears. George Summer, with the Utah Habitat Council, brings out the thermometer.
The ice has come off some of our more well-known fisheries. We didn't get any ice on Quail Creek and Sand Hollow, and the bass are starting to warm up. They're going to start coming up. But you look at Minersville and Otter Creek, it's just going to get better. And I got a report from a friend that went to Otter Creek, and it wasn't on fire for him, but they'd been to Minersville the week before, and he said the fish at Otter Creek were bigger and fought harder than the ones at Minersville. But there's some great opportunities there, and you can chase that. So we've got open water down south. Well, as it starts to open up here, you can go down there and fish, and then start this stuff. And then ultimately, when the ice pulls back at Strawberry, you want to go up and have a good time that first week after it pulls back, to where you can get some good casts out there. You're going to catch some good fish. As the water warms up, the fish, their metabolism increases, and they start to get more hungry. And so is that 1 or 2 or 5 degrees can make all the difference between I caught a few fish or it was on fire, and I can't wait to do it again. So, yeah, thermometer is always handy. Those water temperatures, there's peak times for every fish species where they're clicking on all their cylinders and the fishing is fantastic. Casting into the wind has another advantage too, because that wind will stir up the nutrients, which will bring in the bait fish, which will bring in the other fish, and so everything's pushing towards you.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.